says if it can prevent some frost damage, that could be a game changer.
If you can save one crop of apples, the system is paid for itself.
And Grishup says the cooling could be useful in warm climates too, where frost isn't a problem, but excess heat is. For instance, out west, in the shank of summer, the sprayers could cool trees when fruit is susceptible to sunburn. The stakes are higher in Michigan, where it might save growers from a total loss. For NPR News, I'm Peter Payette.
This is NPR News.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
You're listening to WILL AM 580. This is Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason in with a look this morning at what's been happening in the world of agricultural markets. This bit of news for those in the Urbana-Champaign and other areas that happen to house backyard chicken coops. If you're wondering what that might mean as it's related to bird flu, the professionals here on campus suggest that you not really wear the same shoes, especially even clothes, into your backyard to take care of those chickens and other fowl, as you might when you go out, especially if you live in the Urbana-Champaign area or happen to visit areas that have waterfowl that are migratory, the Canadian geese, sometimes the ducks. Those are the birds that are carrying these pathogenic viruses. We have not had an outbreak in the state of Illinois, but of course it is always possible. Avian influenza, of course, is the flu, and so it spreads in many ways. Just make sure if you're caring for your own birds that you use a different set of clothes and you wash before you go in and out of those coops. Now let's take a look at what's been happening in the commodity agricultural world. The national average basis for corn was unchanged overnight at 18 cents onto the May futures contract. The DTN National Corn Index down a penny at $3.55 a bushel. That's the cash price for corn. The national average basis for beans unchanged at 41 under the May futures contract, and the national soybean index down 5 cents. Cash price at $9.30 per bushel for soybeans. Now let's check the agricultural weather forecast. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated is here with an update.
Today's forecast for the Midwest continues to offer a better solution for field working opportunities next week. It looks as though most of the region will encounter drier bias conditions north of the Ohio River Valley during the majority of the work week next week and on into the following weekend. There will be some precipitation in the Ohio Valley, and that'll be associated with this storm that we talked about yesterday for the early part of next week. The system is much different today, taking a more southerly track through the lower parts of the Mississippi River Basin, the Tennessee River Basin, and parts of the southeastern states, but there is a fair chance that some rain from the event will spread northward of the Ohio River. And we look for the storm system to occur tomorrow into Saturday as being a mostly unchanged event. If you recall, that system was supposed to bring widespread rain to most of the Midwest, and it still will. The system is likely to generate some varying amounts of moisture across the region. Quite a few locations will pick up on perhaps 0.2 to 0.75 inches, but there will be some pockets out there get more than an inch of moisture, and there will be a setback in farming activity for those 2 days. The precipitation will be most significant across the heart of the region in the afternoon on Friday and continuing Saturday. Some improving conditions will begin on Sunday. That second disturbance that I mentioned before, moving through the southern parts of the country, will likely have influence during the middle part of next week, and that's when those additional showers may impact the Ohio River Valley area. The best field working conditions over the next 7 to 10 days may occur from northern portions of Ohio to southern Iowa and northward to the Canada border, but much of that favorable environment will occur after we get done with this weekend's precipitation, but it does look better than it was previously advertised. And it looks as though temperatures across a big part of the Midwest here this morning are rather chilly, especially in the upper parts of the region. In the far northwestern Corn Belt. Temperatures this morning were in the upper teens and 20s. We've already rebounded in most areas that way, but we are still looking at some cooler conditions across the region, and that will prevail through the day today and probably into the weekend. Most of our afternoon temperatures during these next few days will definitely be below average, and for the most part, the Midwest will experience temperatures running in the 40s and 50s in the north and 50s and lower 60s in the south. And that'll be the rule for these next few days, with one exception, and that may be on Saturday, just ahead of the rain event in the lower parts of the Midwest, where you may see some temperatures getting up over 70 degrees. After that, though, back into the cool with 50s and 60s dominating the Midwest for Sunday, Monday, and probably Tuesday of next week, before finally starting a little bit of a warming trend in the second half of the work week. There is a ridge of high pressure building up across western parts of North America, and it's promising to push a lot of heat up into the northern U.S. plains and portions of Canada's prairies. That will occur towards the latter part of next week and into the following weekend. That ridge building to the west will help to suppress precipitation across the Midwest in the second half of next week. We too will warm up, but it won't get nearly as warm here relative to normal as it will in areas further to the west. We'll look for our low temperatures at night over these next few nights to run primarily 30s and 40s north and 50s in the south. With tomorrow morning will be the exception. There will be some freezes occurring from West Virginia and Ohio back into Minnesota and Wisconsin, as well as Michigan. The temperatures will bottom out in the upper 20s in much of that region, and we'll look for a couple of colder spots, maybe in the upper Great Lakes region. But this will be the last of the coldest mornings. I don't think we'll see any further freezes in key crop areas through at least the end of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the growing area's weather around the planet. Here the way the numbers are trading in Chicago at this hour. Wheat futures are trading the soft red winter July contract at $5.02, up 3. The hard red at $5.23 and a quarter, up 6 cents. May corn opinion a half higher at $3.74. December there at $3.98 and a half, up 1. May bean 7 3/4 higher at $9.78 and a quarter. November at $9.60 and a half, up 6 3/4. Bean meal 260 higher, bean oil up 36 cents. The live cattle futures are 92 and a half cents higher in the lead April. Feeder cattle at 212.55 are unchanged, and the May lean hogs now at $71.50 are 80 cents higher. I'm here to take up those numbers and what might happen for the rest of the trade day is Ellen Dearden at Ag Review. She's in Morton, Illinois. Good morning to you, Ellen. Thanks so much. What happened in the overnight trade today? Well, apparently we must have lost Ellen, because I don't see any reason that she shouldn't be there. Ellen, are you with us? Well, we'll take a moment and try to figure out what happened to Ellen and bring her back into the system in just a moment. In the meantime, let's check some of the outside markets at this hour. Crude oil futures at $57.06. They're up 90 cents for the day. The RBOB gasoline at $1.97 and a half. That's a nickel higher. And ethanol futures at $1.62, 0.2 cents higher. Natural gas for the day at $2.55 and 0.2, 5 4/10 lower. And the diesel fuel at $1.91. That's up 3 9/10 of a cent. Gold futures are down $16.20. That from yesterday's trade. U.S. dollar now trading at 97.91, is 0.01 lower for the afternoon. And the weather forecast for the day here in the Urbana-Champaign area says that we'll see sunny skies, a high of 58 degrees on a west-northwest wind at 10 to 15 miles an hour. And then tonight, patchy frost after 4 a.m., otherwise mostly clear, a low of 30. Friday, patchy frost before 7 a.m., occasional showers on Friday night, mainly after 1, and then 44 degrees and east-southeast winds during the evening Friday night at 11 to 13. Chance of precipitation Friday night, by the way, set at 80% for those of you that are planning to remain in the field. That may be unlikely. Saturday, occasional showers, a high of 55 degrees. East-southeast winds at 8 to 14. And Saturday night, a 40% chance of showers. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 62 degrees. By the time we get to Monday, sunny skies in 64. Tuesday, sunny in 64, and Wednesday we'll have partly sunny skies and 62 degrees. That's all that we see in the marketplace at the moment. We'll try to check in with Ellen Dearden if we can find her again.
agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, lending support to generations of farm families. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit Illinois offers financial products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Well, we are coming up on the top of the hour to be 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. I don't seem to be able to find out exactly why the telephone systems aren't working this morning, but we'll figure that out before we get to Dan Zwicker in just about an hour here and talk to him about what's been happening at the Chicago Board of Trade and the CME Group. Our apologies, of course, to Ellen Dearden, who we had talked to a little bit earlier. She's with AgriView and normally would join us here on the Opening Market Report each and every Thursday morning. You are, of course, listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Find us online at willag.org.
Good morning. If developed nations are that concerned about migrants fleeing the Middle East and North Africa, one UN official says those nations should welcome refugees. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Refugees who made it to Spain describe the smugglers who got them across the Mediterranean. I'm Steve Inske.
And I'm David Green. Ahead to controversies in science. Chinese scientists say they've edited DNA in a human embryo. And seismologists say oil and gas drilling is causing earthquakes. And here's a discovery. The original script for The Breakfast Club was found in the school where the movie was filmed. It was there because the director was more deferential to authority than the Brat Pack. It's Thursday, April 23rd. Another 80s relic, New Coke, was introduced 30 years ago today. It did not last very long. And the news is coming up next.